Hi there, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
Sebastian Vettel, you are the world champion! You are the man!
Hi, I'm Mark Webber here.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the Constructors. Thank you. Well done.
I just want to say a massive thank you to all of our loyal supporters of our podcast. So keep listening for future really cool stuff.
Hello and welcome to the Red Bull Racing Podcast and to round 11 of the 2012 season. And it's an F1 favourite, Hungary. The Hungaroring made its Formula One debut in 1986. It's basically a street circuit without the houses. Tight, twisty and almost impossible to overtake around. It's one of the slowest circuits on the calendar, so a good high downforce setup similar to that used in Monaco is important. The circuit has 14 turns on its 4.381 kilometre lap. The race is 70 laps, a total distance of 306.630 kilometres. The track is 20 kilometres north of Budapest, a beautiful city known as the Paris of Central Europe. As it's always hot during race weekend, you have the perfect excuse to quench your thirst in the multitude of outdoor bars and clubs. Conveniently, there's also a water park at the track for those who remember to pack their swimming costumes. On this edition of the podcast, we speak to both our drivers about their races here in Hungary. We hear from our podcast favourites, Christian Horner and David Coulthard. Plus, as the factory breaks up for its summer holiday, we'll find out exactly what the team are up to on their break. First, let's find out more about this incredible track from our driver's perspective. David spoke to Sebastian Buemi earlier this weekend.
So, Sebastian, tell us a bit about the Hungaroring. What's it like to drive?
It's a really tricky circuit. First of all, it's one of the circuits where you need the most downforce on the car. It's basically like Monaco, but on a normal circuit. So in terms of driving the circuit, it's quite difficult to pass. You've got not so many straight lines. Obviously, now with the DRS, it's definitely a lot easier, and last year was quite an entertaining race. It's always really hot here in Budapest, and it's not easy for the driver to be flat out from the start to the end, but it's quite a challenging circuit for the car and for the driver as well.
You come off the start finish downhill, and then it's a very tight hairpin. What's that like to go into, knowing all those cars around you are battling for the same space?
At the start, it's always a tricky one, because obviously everyone wants to brake as late as possible, but you've got such a tight corner waiting for you, so it's not easy to find your way in it. You can lose a lot or you can gain a lot, and I've tried a few different lines over the years, but in a way, you've got to be quite aggressive, because after, it's going to be so hard to pass that if you don't pass at the start, it's going to be difficult to come back. But still, you've got to keep in mind, you know, the race is long and you've got to come out of the first corner.
What about Budapest itself? Do you ever get the chance to see it? Are you going out tonight to sample some goulash?
It's definitely a nice city. I love Budapest, and it's always nice weather as well. So it feels like you're a little bit on holiday already. Not really, you still need to, you know, do a good job, but it's definitely a great atmosphere here in Budapest. Always a lot of spectators, and there is a lot of things to do in the city in the evening, but you know, the main focus is racing. We've got to do a good job, get a lot of points, and then you can relax, maybe stay. I know some people are staying on a Monday, Tuesday, just to enjoy the city a bit.
Speaking of holidays, we've got the factory close down coming up. Are you going away? Are you staying at home? What are your plans for those 2 weeks?
I still really don't know. Obviously, I'm going to try to have a few days off, and then maybe around the 10th of August try to train again properly. It's definitely a very important time in the season, because you've got to recover, you've got to rest a bit before the last big push. There is now so many races in the championship that you've got to be well recovered for the end of the season. A lot of flyaway races, so definitely going to take a bit of time off and then some training.
So while you are on that factory close down, how can people keep in touch with you and what you're doing?
Like always, on the Twitter, Sebastian_Buemi, and on my Facebook page as well. So,
and you've got a new little website as well.
Yes, exactly. New website, buemi.com or .ch, whatever. It's a good homepage, so have a look.
Thanks very much indeed.
We'll be sure to stay in touch, Sebastian. On to the race now. It was a long, hot afternoon at the Hungaroring after a long, long first half to the season. But we start the summer in good form and, importantly, still leading the Constructors' Championship. From the very first corner, several things were evident here in Budapest. The Lotus pair were quick, and Hungaroring is still a tight place to attempt an overtake. Once Jens Johnson had slipped past Sebastian on the second corner. The race settled as Hamilton led from Grosjean, Button and Vettel. Mark made up the ground in the early stages, coming from his starting position of 11th to 7th. Thanks to the pace he had and some slick pit work, Seb moved ahead of Button in his pit stop, while a resurgent Raikkonen ploughed through the field. The final 15 laps developed into a battle at the front between the leader Hamilton and a tenacious Kimi Raikkonen, who had undercut his own teammates at the final round of pit stops. But Mark and Sebastian made late stops for the softer compound tyre, and Sebastian had enough of a cushion to come back out in fourth, and for the last 10 laps he was running at 2 seconds a lap faster than the third place Grosjean, but he ran out of time and was unable to clinch a podium place. One driver we should all feel a degree of sympathy for, however, is 7-time champion Michael Schumacher. He failed to leave the grid, started from the pit lane after the second warm-up lap was ordered, and was then given a drive-through penalty for speeding in the pit lane. Not one of the races he'll want to remember. Here are Sebastian and Mark to explain what happened.
Well, I think probably not the result we could have had today. Speed was a little bit better than that. I was stuck behind Jensen, who was quite slow, and there we lost quite a lot, but obviously you can't just pit and come out in clean air. There's traffic, other people weren't that much slower either, so not much we could have done. I think race pace is quite good, so it's up to us to have better starts in the future, and yeah, probably one or two steps better in qualifying, and then it's a different race. It was not a boring afternoon for me. I was fighting as much as I could. I was pushing hard. It was quite cold and you know, chilly out there, so I was freezing. What do you expect, you know? I mean, that's why I'm here for. We finished fourth, we didn't win. If I win, then I'm happy. If I'm fourth, then today I have to accept it, but you're not as happy as if you win.
Well, I think that we were hoping people would be in a bit more trouble at the end with the tyres. That's where we lost the three positions, so fifth place was there. Just thinking of staying out, obviously we had a nice cushion. Lap times are going pretty well. But it's always hard to know. We've had plenty of incidents this year where people drop off the cliff. So in the end, strategy didn't really work out. We lost three places through trying something different. Also, overtaking is very difficult. So you need bad tyres to the other guys, and also in the last sector so you can line them up. So I was quicker, I couldn't get the job done. But we still have good points, and it's still open for the rest of the year. Obviously, Fernando grabbed a few more today. But hey, it was... yeah, disappointing Grand Prix from that quali. Obviously, I risked quite a bit on the first lap and managed to get some things back, but in the end, didn't quite work out for us today.
So, overall, an afternoon of mixed fortunes. David Granger managed to catch up with David Coulthard to see what he made of the race from his view in the BBC commentary box.
So, David, that was a good race for Lotus, great race for Lewis Hamilton, not a particularly good race for Michael Schumacher.
No, he's going to be really disappointed off the back of a, you know, aquaplaning incident on Friday. Then finds himself having a bad qualifying, and remarkably he read the lights wrong when we had the aborted start, which meant go around again. He switched off to keep the engine temperature down, and of course then that meant he had to start from the pit lane. To compound it as well, he then gets a drive-through penalty for speeding in the pit lane and a fine to take him into the summer break.
But for Red Bull, that's another consistent race. It's more points going into it, into the summer break, still leading the championship. What do you think the team will be taking from the race, and what will they want to work on?
Well, it's a competitive season of Formula One. Red Bull have set very high standards over the last 2 years, but you know, the sort of results they had, especially the last season with Sebastian, the history books show that you can't sustain that. You aspire to sustain that level of success, but there's some great teams that have been in this World Championship for many, many years. In the case of Ferrari, 60 years. And you have to take the good with the bad. And if having a, well, I'm not saying it's a bad season, but having what is an under performance relative to last season means you're still leading the Constructors' Championship, which is absolutely key from many aspects of the entry to the Formula One World Championship. And both the drivers are still in with a hunt to win this. So 9 races to go. Red Bull have the capabilities to develop this car. We have a real World Championship battle on our hands.
And very quickly, Lotus, that was an amazing run for them today.
Yeah, Lotus, I think they would be popular winners in the same way Williams were in Barcelona, if and when they eventually convert. We, of course, would not want to see them winning too often, but, you know, that was a great drive from Kimi. Grosjean, nice, solid performance. and in the end they just need to qualify better because they've got the pace in the race.
Are you working over the next couple of weeks or have you got some time off?
I will be in Copenhagen next weekend driving the Red Bull running show car, and then I've got back-to-back DTM weekends, Nürburgring, then Zandvoort, and then straight to Spa. So holidays coming end of November.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Now we look to the summer break, and that means a factory shutdown. Katie took the podcast microphone around the team to find out what they'll be up to.
Okay, so what are your plans for the summer break?
Well, I think obviously we have a little bit of a break, and initially I tried to find some peace, relax a little bit in the sun by the sea, and then later on get back to training and preparation for Spa, I guess.
Christian, what are your plans for the summer break?
I'm hoping to see a little bit of the Olympics. I've been very kindly invited to go and see the closing ceremony, which will be exciting. So I'm going to have a bit of time at home for the first week, and then the second week, I'll hopefully manage to go away somewhere. I haven't decided where yet, but I'm sure Beverly will make that decision for me. It's the one week of the year that... that she's in charge.
Adrian, what are you up to for the summer break?
Taking 10 days to go to the Maldives.
Kyron, Mark Webber's engineer, what are you doing for the summer break?
I'm going to Norway for both weeks with my wife and children. My wife is Norwegian, so we'll catch up with friends and family over there. We're staying by the beach and it's going to be sunny and fantastic.
Ken with Ed, who looks after the tyres for Mark Webber's car. What are you doing for your holidays?
I'm going to be going to the Olympics to watch a few events. Got football, hockey and gymnastics tickets, which should be good. I'm going to Spain to do some skydiving.
Wow.
Yeah, should be good fun. Try and finish my course.
Okay, I'm here with Gerard. What are you doing for your summer holidays?
I'm off to Mallorca to see some family and relax on the beach.
Is that for the whole 2 weeks?
10 days. Got the weekend when we pack up and the weekend just before we go back, just to relax at home.
Okay, Rob Marshall, what are your plans for the summer break?
I am going to go to Turkey with my family for a week, for a bit of beach and a bit of sailing and a bit of tennis and that sort of thing. And then we come back for the middle weekend and we are going to the Olympics to see some athletics at the stadium. Should see the 4x100 final, which would be good. And then we come back from that and we're going to go sailing.
More sailing,
yeah, at the south coast. Yeah. And then I'm going to the Lord's Test match for 2 days before we come back.
So you're pretty action-packed.
Yep, very busy.
Mark, what are you doing for the summer holidays?
I'm going to the Olympics for a few days here and there. Mountain biking with the dogs, or mountain biking and hanging out with the dogs and family friends, barbecues.
John, who looks after Seb's tyres, what are you doing there at the moment?
My tyres. I do it every day.
And what are you doing for the summer break?
I'm going to see if I've got a wife, I think I have, and we're going to go to Turkey.
Nice, whereabouts?
Bodrum.
And what are you going to do when you get there?
Drink beer, that's it. I might pressure some tyres on some local cars.
Katie also managed to catch our chief designer, Rob Marshall. Here's what he had to say after the race.
Okay, so I'm here with Rob back in the factory after quite a late return last night from Hungary. How are you feeling?
Very tired.
Well, we've got a 2-week break coming up, which is great news for everyone here at the factory. But before we go off into that break, I just wanted to have a chat with you about the season so far. And my first question is where we are now going into this break where you thought we'd be when we launched the car all the way back in February?
Well, I guess you always hope to be in the lead in the constructors. And we are, but we're not in the least bit satisfied with our current position. Yes, we're pleased to be in the lead, but there's an awful lot of work to do, and the constructors' title is very, very tight, and we're playing catch-up in the drivers, so we need to have a good second half of the season.
And out of all the races we've done so far, has there been one top moment for you?
I think Mark's overtake on Alonso at the end of the British Grand Prix was just fantastic. I think those two drivers always drive very well together. They're very fair, they both know how far to push one another, and they kind of show you how it should be done. So yeah, that's a fantastic moment.
And was there a lot of your staff in Silverstone as well?
Yes, I actually watched the race from the grandstand myself, and we were in a kind of one little zone with all of everyone around us in Red Bull hats and caps. So fantastic cheers as Mark closed the gap on Alonso, then finally overtook him. We all went mad, and seemingly we all thought Vettel was going to catch him as well at one point, and I think for two or three laps longer in the race and we'd have had a 1-2. But yeah, it's great, really good, and it didn't rain,
not like now where it's pouring down again in England. And then just looking ahead to the second half of the season, which of those races are you most looking forward to and why?
I'm kind of looking forward to Singapore because I kind of like Singapore and I think we're going to do well there, but really I'm kind of looking forward to all of them. They're all a different challenge, and we need to do well in every single race, really, because it's unbelievably tight this year.
And going into the last nine races, how do you think it's going to pan out between the teams?
Well, I think if you look at this time last year, we were in a very strong position, and I think the championship was ours to lose, whereas this year we're going to have to fight to the very end. I think people will concentrate on this year's car far longer than they did on last year's cars, and so all our competitors will carry on bringing more and more developments right up to the last race, and that's certainly our plan. So a lot of hard work and a lot of good guessing and good engineering to be done to get us to the front, and some good driving as well, presumably.
It sounds like there's a lot to look forward to, so good luck with that and have a lovely holiday.
Thanks, Katie.
That's almost it for this edition of the podcast. Before we go, Katie spoke to Christian Horner to get his final thoughts on the Hungarian Grand Prix.
Christian, the last race of the first half of the season, fourth and eighth, what's your feelings?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough afternoon. Fourth and eighth, probably not what we were hoping for going into the race, but I think, you know, Sebastian raced very well. We managed to get stuck behind Jensen for the first two stints, but through great pit work and good strategy we got ahead, and then he got a little bit stuck behind Grosjean, and with nothing to lose we went for a three-stop strategy, and he closed in on the last couple of laps, but I think probably fourth was the maximum today. With Mark, he was driving very well. We got into a good position with him when we suddenly developed a differential issue on about lap 45 or 46. And that definitely was using up the rear tyres more, so we couldn't get to the end on the set of tyres that Mark had on. So we had to make another stop, and unfortunately that dropped him behind Senna, but we didn't want to drop another place to Massa, and with the benefit of fresh tyres still in the Hungara ring, couldn't quite manage to find a way past.
Okay, it sounds a bit like we're in a nightclub, but it's actually the factory packing up the garage. We've got one more week before the summer break. What will the factory be doing during that week?
Are they going to be flat out before the shutdown, which is midnight on Friday? So we've got a week that we need to get as much done as we can, and then everybody gets a chance to recharge their batteries before a manic last 3 months. September to the end of November, nine races, different continents, different venues. It's going to be full on for those 12 weeks.
Word from Seb for our podcast fans.
Have a good holiday.
Good.
Thanks for the interruption there, Seb. We hope you have a good holiday too. So we head off for the summer leading the constructors, and with Mark in second and Sebastian third in the driver's title face, it's a chance to recharge, reflect and continue the consistent form of the first half of the year. You can keep in touch with the team at any time through Twitter, Facebook and the website. All the details are on redbullracing.com. It's all to play for when we return in Belgium in September. Until then, take care.